CRI News, I'm Wen Jie. Chinese President Xi Jinping has extended Midwinter Festival greetings to Chinese and other nation scientists and engineers working in the South Pole region. Xi Jinping said Antarctica is no longer a mysterious region isolated from human civilization, and exploration of the area will play an important role in dealing with global climate change and promoting sustainable development of human society. He said scientists of many nationalities have made fruitful achievements in Antarctic scientific expeditions. He hoped they can increase exchanges and cooperation in order to make new contributions to humanity's peaceful use of the land. Chinese Commerce Minister Gao Hucheng says China and the EU both hope to solve an ongoing trade dispute involving photovoltaic products through price undertaking talks. The China-EU Trade and Economic Joint Committee has held a session in Beijing to discuss issues concerning bilateral trade and economic cooperation, including the photovoltaic issues. Gao Hucheng told reporters that China and the EU have been in close communication regarding issues related to the photovoltaic trade dispute. Technical-level discussions have been positive and constructive. China has urged the EU to keep overall China-EU cooperation in mind and take a pragmatic attitude. China says the world should strengthen coordination to prevent a global overflow of liquidity and oppose all forms of protectionism amid the fragile economic recovery. In a keynote address to the St. Petersburg International Economic Forum, Chinese Vice Premier Zhang Gaoli said more cooperation and joint efforts are needed for the world economy to return on a fast track of recovery. This is CRI News. North Korea's envoy to the United Nations is demanding the dissolution of the UN command in South Korea to guarantee peace and stability on the Korean Peninsula. Shin Son-ho, North Korea's permanent representative to the UN, says North Korea's policy on denuclearization depends on U.S. stance. The ambassador's statement follows Pyongyang's surprise offer Sunday for direct nuclear disarmament talks with the U.S. A new session of the tripartite talks on Syria involving Russia, the United States, and the United Nations will take place next Tuesday in Geneva. The goal of the conference will be to achieve a political solution to the conflict in Syria through a comprehensive agreement between the Syrian government and oppositions for the full implementation of the June 30, 2012 Action Group communique, and in particular, all aspects of the agreed principles and guidelines for a Syrian-led transition. U.S. President Barack Obama has nominated former Deputy Attorney General James Comey to be next FBI director amid controversies over the U.S. intelligence community's classified surveillance programs. Comey, 52, the number two official in former President George W. Bush's Justice Department, had been seen as Obama's top choice for the next FBI director. If confirmed by Congress, Comey will replace outgoing director Robert Mueller, whose 10-year term had been extended by two more years by Congress at Obama's request and scheduled to expire in September this year. The official toll from the flash flood in the northern Indian state of Uttarakhand has risen to 550, and over 50,000 people are stranded. Floods and landslides, triggered by heavy rainfall, hit northern India Sunday, with Uttarakhand being the worst affected state, where hundreds of buildings were washed away, and those killed included local residents as well as pilgrims visiting the state. A government official says the death toll could rise further, though rains have stopped in the state, famous for its several pilgrimage spots. The Indian military has been continuing its rescue operations. Lightning has triggered an explosion at a fireworks plant in East China's Jiangxi province, killing three people and injuring 45 others. Six of the injured are in critical condition. Gasoline and diesel prices in China increase from today. The retail prices of gasoline were raised by 100 yuan per ton and diesel by 95 yuan per ton. That is 0.07 yuan per liter for gasoline and 0.08 yuan per liter for diesel. China will launch a six-month nationwide campaign to combat smuggling. The campaign will primarily target the smuggling of hot commodities and activities in major areas. For CRI, I'm Wen Jie.